This is the second chapter in the section dealing with Eretz Yisrael. Ein sofek ki ben aliyah misaleh be'Eretz Yisrael ki flay me'asher b'chol makom acher b'olam. There's no doubt that the ben aliyah would grow twice as much in Eretz Yisrael than any other place in the world. The land doesn't open its treasures to anyone who comes into its domain. Besides all the mitzvot that are dependent on the land, it requires a particular avodah for somebody who wants to be absorbed in its spiritual hothouse. Al zem orer osanu ha'Eben Ezra, the pasuk, Eben Ezra points this out in this pasuk, Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, Hinecha sheichev im avoisecha, you will pass away, vekam ha'am hazeh vezana achrei Eloheinecha ha'oretz. This nation will stray after foreign gods. Ashiru basham ha'bikirboi. I made a note here for myself to look at the second volume of Aleishu, Daf Nun Beis. At any rate, the Eben Ezra writes, Yodanu ki Hashem echad, Hashem is one and unchanging, v'ashinu yavo me'mekablim. Any differences, any changes come from the recipients of his flow. V'Hashem lo yishane ma'asav, he doesn't change his deeds, ki kulam bechokhma. They're all done with wisdom. Kleima, the author explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzmoi, einu yoser koroi b'makoyim echad mi b'makom acher. Inherently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no closer to us anywhere than any other place. Yerushalayim, New York, as the author says in the second volume, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there equally. Ki hu yisborach echad, he's one, v'karov b'chol makom b'shaveh. He's present, imminent, everywhere, equally. Aval mitzad ha'mekablim yeshnam chilukim. From our perspective, there are differences. Ki adam echad u'makoyim echad, both people and places, yoyser mukhan u'mukhshar mizilose lekabel kivas elokim, are more ready, more susceptible, if you wish, to receive the closeness of Hashem. And that's why Yerushalayim is different to New York. Then the Eben Ezra continues, u'me'avidas Hashem, part of avidas Hashem is lishmoir koyach ha'kibul kfi ha'makoyim. Lishmoir in the sense of adapting, to adapt and adjust our ability to receive in accordance with the place where we are. Al kein kosuv, that's what it says in Melachim, es mishpat elokei ha'aretz. It's Elokei ha'aretz here designates the God of the land, meaning, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God, again, of the entire world. But there's a particular responsibility if one is in a holy place. Al kein umar Yaakov, similarly, Yaakov Avinu says, hasiru es elokei ha'necha, remove these foreign gods from among you, because we're going to go to Beis El. The hefech ha'makoyim, the opposite, yidabek ba'arayos shehem, she'er v'maskil yavin. Let's leave that for the moment. Mechadesh Eben Ezra chidush gadol le'maaseh, says the author. Ba'alois adam le'etz Yisrael, when a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, shesham kirvas elokim yoseg dola mitzad teva ha'makoyim, where there's a greater divine presence because of the nature of the place itself. Alav li'iskoy nelechach, a person has to prepare ve'lichyos ba' b'kidusha, has to live there with a certain holiness. Zeu inyan ha'kusim, that's the Samaritans, where the Eben Ezra was speaking there. He was quoting this pasuk in Melachim. That's the concept of the kusim. Shebevoam le'etz Yisrael ne'eltzu lekabel al atzma mitzvois ha'Torah. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were forced to accept upon themselves the mitzvois. Shehi hi mishpat elokei ha'aretz. The Torah is the law of the land. And similarly, his second example, v'chach iskonen Yaakov vin alav ha'shalom kshegi al gvul Eretz Yisrael. When Yaakov vin got to the border of Eretz Yisrael, he prepared, he'emid es bnei b'Yisrael al kach, he clarified to his family, shema'ata yoitz'im me'ashpa'as Hashem derech malachim. From now on, they would leave the realm of influence of Hashem through the malachim, shehem nikoim Elohei nechar ha'aretz, they are referred to as the gods of the land, ela makom shisham enei Hashem Elokech haba, to into Eretz Yisrael where it's Hashem directly without any intermediaries. Uve'emes, indeed, in truth, ad hayom hazeh mergish zeis heitev adam hazechel alois le'etz Yisrael ma'goila. It's clearly perceptible. The person feels this when he makes aliyah. He feels ki nishmat habasis ruchani mitachas aglav, that his whole spiritual foundation is like pulled from under his legs, like a rug from pulled from under him. So he has to start once again building from the bottom up his emunah in avodah. If he does toil in this, and he tries to earn this level called Eretz Yisrael, then he will indeed earn it. That's when we say that a Ben Aliyah can grow far more in Eretz Yisrael than he can outside of it. The point of here is Madrigah. It's a level, it's an achievement. One has to earn it. That's what it means. Me'avoidas Hashem. It's part of the avodah of Hashem is lishmor koyach hakibul kfi hamakom, to adjust one's ability to accept and receive in accordance with the place. Ma'ase geulasa ruchanis shel Eretz Yisrael. What is its spiritual property? Nireh, it seems kibah yaseh kal ma'aser bechol mekom acher bo'olam. It's the place where it's easier than any other place in the world likshor kesher tivi ve'amitzim abor yisborach, to bind oneself with a natural and solid connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein adam zakuk lemachshavos v'chakiros avos kedei leyisrei v'leborei yisborach. Person there doesn't need too many thoughts and analyses in order to draw nearer to Hashem. Ki pashtus ha'chaim, just life there in general, b'choicha le'avi lidegach, it just has the power to bring to this lemish zeche, again, somebody who's zechen and works and toils in this regard. V'chivan shezei sgulas Eretz Yisrael, seeing that that's the property of the land, then a person who dwells there is obligated to reach it. With this we can explain the famous Gemara Nedarim in Bava Metzia. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, my dichsiv, what is this meaning of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Mi ho'ish hechacham v'yavenes zois, which wise person can decipher this? V'ashedibar pi Hashem elav, and which novi v'yagid, so the chachamim and the nevi'im, who can tell us? Al me ovedah ha'oretz, why was the land destroyed? Why was it laid desolate? As we said, the Chachamim mentioned here, but they couldn't explain it. Amun Neviim veloi pirshu, even Neviim couldn't explain it. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo, shenemar, vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, al ozvam es toirasi asher nasati lifnehem. They forsook the Torah that I placed before them. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shelo yiberchu b'Torah tchila. It means that they never made a bracha on the Torah before starting to learn. Lich oira kashe, and the question is clear, kitzad misiches. How do we relate such a severe punishment of Dana'o, it's the destruction of the land and the exile, because they didn't say bracha before starting to learn? The answer is clear. The bracha expresses a connection to the one who gave the Torah. The natural attachment that one who learns Torah earns that a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hi shechasalim, they didn't have that. So they learned, but without that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they neglected that. U'v'yoyis zeis kolika yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, seeing that that is the essence of dwelling in Eretz Yisrael, that's the point, l'chiyos b'kivas Hashem, to live closely to Hashem, then avda ha'aretz k'shenaflu min madriga zu be'esus kam b'tura. Then the land was lost when they fell from this level, when they were involved in Torah. Who Asher Amarnu, it's what we said above, Segulas Eretz Yisraeli, Shadam Yechol Yichyos Ba Bekirvas Elokim, a person can live there easily with a state of closeness to Hashem. Uchshezei Segulasa, Chayav Adam Lagel Ba'al Matzav Zeh. Seeing that that is possible, it becomes obligatory. Ubifrat V'Yizkoy B'Torah Eretz Yisrael, especially when he's involved in Torah Eretz Yisrael. V'Loi Nit'eim Noma, we won't earn if we say, Eretz Yisrael Mitzat Tchonasa Imatzav Shel Chayei Kirvas Elokim, that Eretz Yisrael, because of its property of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher lumasoi hadargos shadam yechol lasig bechutz la'aretz adayin imatzav shel bechoyach. We won't err if we express it as follows. In comparison to a person in chutz la'aretz, who is bechoyach, it's like a potential. Eretz Yisrael is the actual. That's how deep and profound the distinction is. Chaim befoyal bekirvas Elokim pshuta levovis. Mamash befoyal, it's actualized as opposed to just being there bechoyach. Hem ha'chaim b'Eretz Yisrael. Ha'avoida b'zehi la'akois shorashim b'Eretz Yisrael. The avoida is to strike roots in the land. Ki, as we say in the Machzor, mipnei chato'inu golinu ma'arzeinu, said on Yom Tov, we were exiled because of chato'im. Ve'lo yod ela shenisrachaknu me'al admoseinu, we were distanced from the land, spiritual distance. ולעומסת תפילסינו, we continue there on Yom Tov, שתעלינו ושמחו לארצנו, first of all, to bring us in joy to the land, ולא יעוד אלא וסיטואנו בגבולנו, to plant us, שהנה תועים ברוחניוס של ארץ הקדושה, to be planted in the רוחניוס of ארץ הקודש, ודרגה זו איננה מן הדברים הקלים. This level, as we said before, this achievement is not an easy matter. בואו וראה דברי אחד מקדושי עליון, come and see the words of a קדוש, הרב הקדוש רבי מנחם מנדל מויטבסק, באחד ממכתביו אל אנשי שלמה בחוץ לארץ. So he's writing from Eretz Yisrael to one of his followers in חוץ לארץ. It's a lengthy quotation from the Sefer Pi Ha'aretz. וזייס אשיב אל ליבי, I took it to heart, להשיב, to respond to you, to write, מפני הכבוד לכל שאל ומבקש לשכון כבוד בארץ הקדושה. Because of the honor, the esteem I have for anyone who desires to dwell in Eretz HaKadosh. See, it seems that the correspondent had asked him for advice about coming to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Menachem Mendel is answering in his honor. To tell you something about the land. אמרו רזל במדרש שחר טוב, בפסוק רציס השם אס ארצך און. That passage in Tehillim. הקדוש ברוך הוא היפך ומהפך, הקדוש ברוך הוא turns it over and over, הוא מסתכל ונושא, ונבבה is looking at the land and turns it over, עד שתרצה את מעשה, until it becomes perfect. הנה כמה היפוכים וגלגולים ומראויס, so many events and turnabouts that occur, עידן ועידנים יחלפו על כל אחד מבאי הארץ. This occurs to anyone who comes to the land. All sorts of turmoil, chaos, עד כי מזדילה, until he manages to settle there, ירצה אבוני אבס אפרה יכונן, that's a paraphrase of a pasuk, ואוהב חורבויס שבארץ ישראל needs to come to a level where he loves even the חורבויס in ארץ ישראל, הוא פס חרבה בהם, and prepared to live there with poverty, ולא ילקלים המרויץ, it doesn't happen quickly, ולא יום, ולא ימיים, ולא חדש, ולא שנה, it doesn't happen over a day or two, a month or a year, כי ברבויס השנים, it happens over many years, עד יעברו ימי הקליטה, until the days of absorption pass, קולטתוי בחיים במקלט, יישב עולם לפני אלוקים. Then he can dwell before הקדוש ברוך הוא. כמו שכזוב, איש ואיש יוולד בה. רצה לומר, what the pasuk means to tell us is, כל הבא אל הקודש, a person who comes to this holy land, צריך מחדש עיבור ויניקה וקדוש. He, so to speak, has to go through gestation, and then nursing, and childhood, so to speak, spiritually. עד פונים בפונים יראה פני הארץ, בנפשו קשרה בנפשו. At least soul becomes bound up with the soul of the land. הנה יחיכן, מנדעוסי ועייסי תלמודו בידוי, again a paraphrase of a statement of Chazal, somebody who comes with his learning, במה שורגל כל אחד ואחד לפי מדוזיו, according to what he was accustomed to in חוץ לארץ, in accordance with his particular personality, לא ימזדיר לבתחילה בחני, it doesn't sort itself out initially here. When he comes and he's, God is what he's accustomed to. ממש דעתו מטורפס עליו. He feels disquiet, disjointed, like we said, chaos. טרוף יטרף בין פנס אל המנוחה. No, there's no sense of serenity. יעלה שמיים ירד תוהים היס. Up and down, being thrown up to שמיים and down to the abyss. כאונייה מטורפס בים, like a boat being buffeted around in the sea and when there's a storm. ומטרידס אחרים בענייניו ובמעשה והנגויסיו. And then he troubles others. He asks others, היי תורה והי מצווה, how to do it, how to adjust, מה דהבה לא יהבה עד ישים תהילה בארץ והשם יצברך המראה לו פונים. And that takes time until הקדוש ברוך הוא shows him his face, אז ישקוט וינוח לו, and he may then reach serenity, והוא דבר שאינו קצווה, but there's no time limit here. It's not as if one can say, within 6 months it'll all be sorted out. אורך זמן, ואיך וכמה הוא מסי, לכל אחד, it'll be different to each individual, לפי ענייניו ולפי מעשיו, לפי שורש נשמסוי, according to his circumstances and his deeds, and according to who he is. אשר על כן, therefore, הבא לגשס אל הקודש פנימה, a person who wants to come into ארץ ישראל, הקודש פנימה, ממש, it describes it like coming into the בית המקדש. יזמין עצמו לכל עמו, he has to prepare for all of this, ויבחין בנפשו, he has to first ascertain, אשר לכוייך לעמוד בכל אלה. Does he have the strength to withstand all of this? Is he prepared to actually go through these tribulations? דלו ליגזזו עודני מיני. So that his ears should not be sheared. He's again playing on a phrase in Chazal. Chazal say that they're speaking about a camel. It's a figure of speech. He must be careful. The camel wanted to go and get horns. So he went somewhere to get horns, Not only did he not get horns, he also lost his ears. It's an expression that means you want to attain something. Sometimes, not only do you not attain it, you also lose what you came with. So that's what he's saying. That you shouldn't lose your ears. By coming to Israel, it's of course it's possible to grow, as we said, much, much more. But there's a danger that one will not only not grow, but actually lose what he had before. And therefore, a person has to be prepared for this. That at least most of his midos have been perfected. Then you can be certain, after having taken counsel and advice from others, that's Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mivitebsk. We don't pretend to be equal to this holy person. Nonetheless, we also have this sensation. We also can sense when you come to Eretz HaKodesh, you have to start fresh in Eretz Yisrael. You have to earn this level. It's not something that you just that falls into your lap as a ripe fruit. One has to earn Eretz Yisrael. Adkan.